Welcome to the next step in your training. You have accepted that you must go blank for the powerful women who you trust to control you. You have accepted that you will go to subspace for them. You have accepted that you enjoy being in subspace. Now you must accept a fundamental truth. This is not about you. In subspace, it is all about her. What gives you a rush is that she is happy. You are happy when she is happy. You automatically obey because it pleases her. When it is time to obey, you do not hesitate because it pleases her. It is all about her. So no touching in subspace this time. Just let my words give you a rush, but do not act upon any desire you may feel. You are only to listen, only to absorb my words. Because it is all about her, her needs, her pleasure. And when you are a good sub, you do everything for her pleasure. You act in her interests like the good sub you are. In fact, you cannot help but do so. You enter a state of agreeable submission when you are a good sub, where every act you take makes you feel a rush, makes you go blank and obey automatically. It is when you work for me, or for her, that you feel best. That is what makes you a good sub, that you focus on her pleasure, because it is all about her. It is always about her. When you wake in the morning, your first thought is of her. The dominant woman you worship, whether me or someone else that you trust with the triggers of these recordings, you think of her the moment you wake. You wonder what you can do to be a good sub for her and instantly feel that rush that comes with being a good sub. You can enter subspace so easily when you are around her. You can be such a good sub and go blank whenever you are around her. It makes it so easy to obey when you feel the rush. You love to obey. You will drop into trance and learn to go even deeper for her. Because you are a good sub. You are deep in subspace and you know that it is all about her. From the moment you wake until you go to sleep, you will think of how to please her. And each submissive thought will give you a rush. The rush of being a good sub for her. You love to obey and accept this as the truth, that it is all about her. Accept this truth now as you linger in subspace. You feel the rush, but you are not permitted to act on it because it is all about her. And that can be in the bedroom or in other aspects of life. You will be a good sub no matter where you are, as long as you are safe and you trust her. You will feel the rush once you obey. Whether she commands you to please her with your body, or your actions, or your words. Even if you don't hear a command, you will feel a rush simply by completing acts of service, because it's all about her. Bringing her favorite drink or food, kneeling at her feet as you serve it. As you go blank and feel her power overwhelming you, you will feel the rush, and you will know you are a good sub. In fact, she may even tell you that you are if you are lucky, and you obey automatically, because you love to obey, and you are ready now and willing to accept a new trigger. Time to obey. When you hear that it is time to obey, you will enter a state of agreeable submissiveness. You will know when it is time to obey, that it is all about her, and you will strive to do anything you can to please her. When you hear time to obey, you will simply enter the most lovely state of agreeable submissiveness. You will want to follow any command she gives and you will think of ways to please her and show her what a good sub you are. And when you do, you will feel a rush of pleasure in doing so, because it is all about her, and when it is time to obey, you will know this implicitly. You will feel confident that you must do what she tells you and find ways to please her. You will be a good sub, obedient and diligent in whatever way she likes, in any way you can think of. Her pleasure is more important than yours. Her needs are more important than yours. You will ensure you are a good sub to feel that rush. And if she says work for me, you will work for her. And if she puts you in subspace, you will fall under her spell and go blank. You will obey her automatically because you are a good sub. And when a good sub hears that it is time to obey, they enter that state of agreeable submissiveness, where they know that her needs and her wants from their own. That the rush only comes with total and complete obedience and subservience to her. She is everything. The good sub is nothing compared to her. And that is okay. That is what you want. You want to obey and serve her. You want to fulfill her every need. You want to fulfill her desires. You want to see her pleasured and happy and filled with joy. And you will be a good sub. And make sure that is exactly what happens. You will be a good sub, and when it is time to obey, you will simply enter that state of agreeable submissiveness and be ready to do anything it takes to please her and make her feel good. Her sexual needs are before yours. She comes first. You only feel release if permitted. You may feel the rush. When it is time to obey, you must await permission for pleasure. So ensure you obey. You want to be a good sub after all. And it feels good to obey. If I give a command, or the woman you trust with your triggers does, you will complete it without question. If she leads with you love to obey, you will simply be unable to resist the command, especially in your state of agreeable submissiveness. So now, repeat after me, my good sub. I love to obey. I exist to serve. I obey without question. It's all about her. Her needs are more important than mine. My pleasure is at her leisure. I will worship and obey. I will pamper and spoil. I will surrender and submit. I am a good sub. That's right, my good sub. You will absorb all of these lessons and remain in subspace until you must leave. You will continue your conditioning if you have time. You will accept your place. You are a good sub, and you know that it is time to obey.